Heart Breakfast.
Waking you up
with Stuart and Natalie.
Now, I had something very exciting yesterday. If you're a fan of bowling like I am, Milton Keynes is getting a brand new shiny bowling alley at Escape later this year. It's going to be opening in October, just after my birthday. Now, I used to go bowling a lot as a teenager. Stu, you're pulling all sorts of faces.
You're not going to make me come bowling with you, are you?
Why not? I was thinking I might actually start the Natalie B Bowling League.
I'm rubbish.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is that why
like
you don't...
It.
That's why, because you're rubbish?
Well, I think so, yeah. I get humiliated. And what happens is, I think it all goes back to the time where I went to bowl, and instead of it going straight down the aisle, it kind of... The aisle, like, listen to me, like I know the terms.
It sort of
shot up in the air.
Yeah.
And sort of catapulted and then landed in the middle and then went in the guttering down the side.
Oh, you didn't have those floaty things down the side.
Yeah, and I was just really humiliated, and I looked at other people and I thought, I don't like this.
Stu, practice makes perfect.
Really?
I'll take you down to the bowling alley when it opens. Thing is, in celebration of the launch of the new bowling alley, what the company behind it have been doing is they're asking you to come up with the right shoe, because the thing is about bowling is the shoes are pretty grim, aren't they? And they often are a bit warm when you have to go and hire them.
That's where I was going wrong. I was wearing the wrong shoes.
I'd have been the wrong shoes.
So much better had I worn the right shoes.
It's only for the girls, though. They've got a number of designers to come up with a woman's bowling shoe. And I love this. We've picked our favourite. We're putting it on our Heart Home Counters Facebook page. But Stu, I want to get you in the mood. I want to get you into the bowling thing. I think you and I could go after the show,
okay.
You know, throw a few balls. So I've got a little game for you. It's called Bowl or Bust. Okay.
Okay, I'll give it a go. But honestly, I know so little about bowling, it's ridiculous.
Well, I'm going to give you a term and you need to tell me whether it's a hit or a miss. Some of them are real. Some of them are made up.
I think you'll find that's a strike or a miss, you see. I got you there.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
All right. Now, we're going to start with the floater.
The floater. So, yeah. Is that a bowling term?
Is that a hit or a miss?
All right, or not. The floater. I'm going to go... I'm going to say that's a miss.
It's a miss? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's actually an actual term. The one you described earlier, floater, is when the ball is released badly with no particular lift or turn.
Well, how nice to know. I could have turned to everyone, don't laugh, I just did a floater, all right? It's fine.
All right, another one for you, the rug jerker. Or a miss?
The rug jerker. That's not... No way. That's not bowling.
You see, this is a very involved sport. That is an actual term. A five-pin that is swept out to the right as a strike ball, as if someone had jerked the rug out from under it. I love that.
Okay, give me one more.
Okay.
See if I can redeem myself.
The splashback.
The splashback. Now, given what you've said before, I'm going to go... I'm saying strike.
You
I'm going to say...
A hit?
Yeah, I think it's part of a bowling term.
It's a miss. You failed. You got absolutely none. Should we have another game?
Yeah, I think we'll do this
later.
You can
get yourself a drink.
Yeah, I'm just worried that I managed to perform a floater, but I didn't do a splashback.